Hello and welcome to the Una Series podcast. My name is Katie Miller and I am the co-founder of Una Series. I am thrilled to be hosting today the Founder Series podcast with one of my biggest inspirations. She probably doesn't know it, but I watch and I listen and I learn through her journey as she is building an incredible brand, not only for herself and her team, but also empowering women around the world. Her name is Laura Mead. Laura, thank you so much for coming today.
Hi, Katie. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So the lovely Laura is the founder of Varley. Anybody who knows me, my friends, my colleagues, my husband, knows how obsessed I am with this brand. And I think I feel so much more of a passion towards it because I know the story behind it as well. So I'm so excited to have Laura here sharing with our listeners a little bit more about her story. So Laura, this is one of the most basic questions, but it feels really daunting. I want you to tell everybody, who is Laura Mead?
So I'm Laura Mead, and I'm the co-founder of the performance activewear brand Varley, and the chief creative officer.
Amazing. I want you to go even deeper into who is Laura Mead, because you are so much more than this. You are a mama. Tell our listeners about you, who you are outside of work as well.
So yeah, I'm the mum of two little ones. I've got a six-year-old, Wilfred, and then I've got a two-and-a-half-year-old little girl called Lion, who was born in Santa Monica when we were out there with the business. So she's my little American baby with an American passport, yeah.
Such a lucky girl. So I didn't know much about, I've always had a passion and a love for Varley and the clothing and the textures and the prints and everything that came out because we stocked it in our studio here in London. But I think I fell even further in love with you when I heard about your story, and you are a husband and wife team, same as myself and my husband. And I think for some of our listeners here who, you know, are working with either partners or husbands or friends, you know, there's so much to that journey in itself, from just that idea to building and carrying it through, also being a mother and a parent yourself. So tell us a little bit about how the journey of Varley began, because did it start when you were here in the UK?
Yeah, so I think taking it back to the very beginning, growing up, I was a keen track athlete. I suppose a little bit like you, dancing, athletics was my thing. And I spent my whole childhood, up until my early adult years, competing on the track and training. So I've never been a stranger to activewear. And I think I was working out before it was fashionable. This is what I always tell people. There was no boutique fitness studios. There's no like fancy classes. It was very much like gyms and running clubs. And it was more sport-based than, I suppose, lifestyle-based as it is today. And I remember at university, people would be like, are you coming to the pub tonight? And I'd be like, no, I'm going training, or I'm going to the gym. And like, no one really got it. So I was kind of ahead of the curve when it comes to working out. And at the time, there wasn't loads on the market to wear. Like, activewear wasn't fashionable. It was very, very functional. And I suppose that's where the idea of Varley was born, was that I wanted to feel stylish and empowered when I was working out. And like, I could put on my workout clothes, go for a run, go to the gym, and then be presentable, and meet people, go shopping, go out for lunch. And yeah, that's kind of where the idea of Varley was born. I moved to London for a job in 2008. I got a job at a talent agency called James Grant, and I actually started out my working sort of career as a talent agent. So I worked on accounts such as Philip Schofield, Davina McCall, Vernon Kay, and worked in the entertainment industry, which was amazing and really, 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 really lucky to have started at such an amazing company and had such an insight into that industry. But there's always an underlying feeling that I was building other people's careers and helping facilitate other people's dreams and not necessarily my dreams and my ambitions. And when I first moved to London, I decided the way I was going to make friends was to join a running club and sign up for the London Marathon. So I went to a running club in Richmond Park, and I met my husband, Ben. It was definitely, he said hello to me, and that was that. And it was love at first sight, and the rest is history. And I think from very early days, we knew we were quite a dynamic duo, quite quietly competitive with each other, didn't like the other one to outdo the other. And I kind of thought that, like, this is the person I want to spend my days with. And I often get asked, like, how do you work with your husband? That must be awful. And actually, it's not. Like, he's my best mate. Like, I want to hang, as sad as it is, I enjoy spending my days with him and building our dreams together and sharing the same experiences, whether that's high or low. I feel very privileged that my life partner is my work partner and my business partner as well.
That's beautiful. Honestly, that's so beautiful. I feel the same, because it's, you know, people always say, how can you do it? You know, it must be really hard. But I think when you develop and honor each other's strengths and then you both pull them together, it's amazing to see how quickly you can push forward in growing a business and working towards your goals together. So, okay. So you met, you decided, I have this idea. Did you both talk about it at the dinner table together and say, this is what we should do?
God, I think we talked about it a lot. We've always walked and ran a lot together. And I think often that's when we came up with some of our best ideas, and when we're out walking and brainstorming and talking about the future and what we wanted to do. And slowly, you know, you put together ideas and you think about things, you try things. And, you know, like I said, running had always been my passion, and he was interested in brand building and the creative side of brand building. And, you know, together we came up with the idea of Varley and how it should look, how it should feel, and what it should be. And we just set our sights on achieving that. And I suppose we didn't really think about everything that came with that and all the pressures of running a business. But I think we didn't have a family at the time, so we had nothing to lose. We just thought, let's give this a go and make it something amazing.
So you started it here in London. What year was that?
So we started the business, we started working together full time about 2014. And in the autumn of 2015, we launched our first activewear collection. And actually we were super lucky, because we launched with Bergdorf Goodman's. We put together our first sample collection, and I reached out to a lot of department stores and stores that stock activewear. And Bergdorf's actually loved the lookbook. The funny thing about the lookbook was Ben was the photographer and I was the model. It was two of us. There was no budget. It was like, and sent it to Bergdorf's, and they called me in for a meeting. And at this point, I was heavily pregnant with Will. So I went to New York, and I went for a meeting, and I knew nothing about fashion sales. I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew a lot about the line and what we'd created. So it wasn't a difficult pitch, and they loved it and they stocked us. And that was kind of our first break, I suppose. And then soon after that, we landed so many amazing wholesale partners across the States, everyone from Saks to Neiman Marcus, Equinox's, Nordstrom, and the business just suddenly started to snowball in America, which then prompted us to move to LA. So I arrived in LA on Will's first birthday. So Will's now 1 year old, and that was hard. I mean, it sounds very glamorous, like LA, but we landed in LA, just the three of us. And it was hard landing at first.
Of course, because you're finding your feet in all respects. And even that first year of motherhood, especially with my first, I remember it was so daunting, because you're not only learning about a new you, you're having to transition and transform everything in your life, through your relationship, through your day to day, and also now running a career and pushing a brand forward. Whereas it was just you and Ben before, it was so easy, I'm sure, to kind of fly and do things. And you've had to add in this gorgeous new little creature that runs on its own schedule.
Yeah, and it wasn't. Also, I was aware of having to try and make friends for him and integrate him into society, which takes time and effort. And then on the other hand, I was busy trying to run a growing business with my husband and pull my weight at work. And that was really difficult and very lonely.
And how, I mean, because for any entrepreneur, you know, one of my biggest parts of my journey was fundraising and getting the business off the ground. And when you start something from fruition to moving forward, you know, you have to be able to sustain that growth, but also yourself personally. And I know a lot of our listeners are either entrepreneurs themselves or thinking about taking that leap into this stage. So at the beginning, if we rewind as well, when you guys started in London, how did you do that from the ground up financially?
So we owned a house in London, which we sold, and we put all the capital that we had and all our savings into starting the business. And I think where a lot of people might have done a Series A or a friends and family round, we didn't initially, because we wanted to sort of perfect the foundations of the business. And that was everything from the supply chain to, you know, the logistics to the brand. And I think we both felt strongly about not raising until we had that model perfected. So we actually only raised our first round 2 years ago. And we went to market. And the one thing I will say about raising is Ben and I knew nothing about raising money. So again, all of a sudden you're trying to run a business and raising money is like a full-time job in itself. And we had to learn that job. We had to learn on the job very quickly of how you raise and what that entails. And I don't think either of us realized what a lengthy process raising is. And I think that's potentially a mistake we made. We maybe should have gone to market sooner than we did to raise, but we were very fortunate. We found two amazing investors, both European, one being Ron Dennis and one being Anders Paulsen. And that brought us back to London. And that was a bit left field because I didn't expect to raise money from Europe. I thought that it would come from California. So that was like sort of bittersweet because 3 years into being in LA, we just got settled, and then overnight I was moving back to the UK.
You know, it's amazing because a lot of brands, when they start, they want to crack Europe and then with hopes to crack America. And, you know, America's such a key and a big market, and it's so beautiful to see that you both took such a leap of faith. It was so brave to do that decision of selling your house, putting the capital in, you know, jumping and saying, okay, let's do this. But I think, you know, hearing your story and the fact that you tapped into every element of that business, you breathed it, you knew it inside and out, you grew it, then I feel that, you know, that was almost where your inspiration kind of catapulted you into just almost saying, all right, I've got this. I can walk into these conversations. I can sell, you know, this fabric, this pair of leggings. I can sell the brand story of Varley. And it's just really inspiring to see that you did that in America.
I think it's easy when it's authentic, and it was authentic. Like, it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't a difficult sell. And America was amazing for us. I think we saw the opportunity and we ran with it, and we ran hard with it, and we held on by the seat of our pants. Like, I never wanted to make it sound easy, because it wasn't. Like, we were working European hours a lot of the time when we were over there. Often Ben would be up at 3 every morning, not just one morning, but like weeks and weeks on end, because we still had like a presence here in Europe. And that was really hard. We also had a young family, and cash flow was incredibly, incredibly tight, which was very, very stressful. And America was kind to us in many ways. It's definitely like the land of opportunity, and you can make a lot happen, and people are very receptive to us and celebrate successes and networking and introducing us to people. And it was amazing what we made happen in America in such a short space of time. But that came with a lot of sacrifice and a lot of hard work.
Completely. I think any entrepreneur listening hears that word sacrifice, and all of us are going, yes, we're nodding our head. You know, it is. It's a complete sacrifice on so many levels, personally, professionally. And sometimes, you know, you're talking about staying up till 3 a.m, you know, to the detriment of our own health. But, you know, we're pushing for something that we believe in. And I really feel that, you know, that's, it's true to the Varley story. And I love this. And I want to shout this story out from the rooftop, because I think, you know, that's where now we're coming into this age. And I don't know if you feel this, but people are buying into brands when they resonate, when they feel something with that brand. And it's almost like you do this Women of Varley. And I'm sure you've had women reach out to you who, you know, Varley has been a big part of their journey through their health and their well-being. I mean, tell us a little bit more about the Women of Varley and how you've kind of curated this community now of people who are coming together.
No, I think we just have a deep understanding of how women want to feel. And I think that's what builds the community. Like, women have never been busier. I feel like the Varley woman's a woman who's wearing many hats. She's working, she's a friend, she's a mother, she's a sister, she's an auntie, and she has a very, very busy, dynamic life. And I think we've always just wanted to create a wardrobe for that woman. So I think the community's come to us. I think people like what we do, and we create a good quality product that services the need of this modern woman.
And you've done such a great job too, curating a beautiful community of your own team. Tell, because it went from, you know, you're telling the story, it started with you and Ben, and you were the model and Ben was the photographer, and you were wearing all these hats. When did you start to incorporate members of the team coming in to support Varley and the growth?
I think the one thing that Ben and I have always been good at is understanding what we're not good at. And I think, which is a very important lesson that I would give to anybody, is like, know what you don't know. And I think over time, we've made some amazing hires into particular certain departments, design, production, brand, marketing, content. And we now have this amazing small team for, I think, the revenues that we do. I think we're very lean, but a very, very talented team of individuals.
You can feel that. I mean, and also to your team, they feel such passion and ownership of the brand. And you can really feel that when you watch, you know, the brand and everybody, your ambassadors who are carrying this forward. I think that, again, it starts from the top. So you and Ben have done such a great job at that.
I think that's very important as well, is that we've always wanted people to work with us and for us for the right reasons. And we want them to feel like Varley is theirs. It is theirs as well. And I think initially when I said we started Varley, it was very selfish. It was very about Ben and I and the life that we could create for each other and our family. And now over time, we're both very, very driven about creating something that other people can benefit and share in. And we hope that all our staff feel like they're a part of Varley and it's a little bit theirs and they're on this amazing journey with us. And I think people do feel like that and they're very proud to work with the brand.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I don't work for your brand, but I'm very proud to be wearing your brand all the time. So what you're doing, you're doing something truly, truly special. I want to talk a little bit about maybe, is there an example of any moment where you've powered through with something, been creating something, and at some point you've had to say, okay, it's the hardest thing, but we have to stop. We have to say no. We have to pivot, change gears. Because I think for any entrepreneur, it happens to us, right? At times where we are on this journey and we go one direction, and as much effort and productivity as we've put in that lane, we've then decided we've needed to shift. And I know for a lot of us, COVID was a big, you know, turner of maybe projects we were working on for the better, or, you know, sometimes for the closure of a door.
Mm-hmm. I think being constantly being dynamic and seeking opportunity and sort of adjusting what you're doing depending on what's going on. And I think like COVID is a great example of that. I think obviously when COVID hit, we didn't know what kind of effect it would have on our business or any business. And I think we really like pivoted and made the best of what COVID was for us. So I think just constantly being dynamic and being reactive, as well as having plans and like having a really good plan, I think also being reactive and dynamic is very important. I think there's times when, you know, we've produced a collection and it hasn't been exactly what we wanted it to be, and we've reacted at the last minute and we've added pieces or changed pieces. I think that, like, again, Ben and I are very good at being reactive and when we know when something's not working and good at switching it up and moving on and changing direction quite quickly.
I think it's also good too. You play such a key part in the day-to-day runnings of Varley that enables you to be reactive and proactive when you're in that mix. Because I find too that, you know, as an entrepreneur, when you do wear all those hats and when you do know, you know, from the ground up each department, it does assist you in changing and pivoting quicker so that it doesn't happen 6 months down the line and you're already on the back foot.
Yeah, I agree with that. And one thing I think Ben and I annoyingly like to remind everybody is there's not a job in Varley that one of us hasn't done at some point or another. Like, we've packed boxes, we've worked in the distribution center, we've done customer service, I've done sales, I've modeled, Ben's done the photography, we've done the content, we've done the lookbook. There's not a job that we haven't done. Like, granted, sometimes not particularly well, but I think understanding all the pieces of your business is very important.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I absolutely agree. Tell us, I know you've had some big wins with Varley through your journey, especially, you know, when you landed in the US and you secured your first big department store. But is there anything that sticks out in your mind that you are so, so proud through the Varley journey?
God, there's lots of things I'm proud of. I'm proud of the team that we've built. We recently did a collaboration with Maj. I was very proud of that. Like, that was a bit of a pinnacle moment. Maj, it was a brand that I'd really admired for a number of reasons. They're a billion-dollar brand and a household name. So I think doing a collaboration with them was amazing. I think when you're so busy growing a business, it's hard sometimes just to take a step back and go, oh, wow, like, well done, we did that. Every now and again, I get a little moment where I'm like, oh, that's quite cool. Like, the other day, I was driving through London and I saw a billboard with Jennifer Aniston on it, and she was head to toe in Varley. And I was like, oh, like, Jennifer Aniston's wearing Varley and, like, on a billboard. I was like, that's quite cool. But those moments don't happen that often because I think I'm just so busy with the day-to-day. Sometimes I think we're guilty of not just stepping back and like celebrating our own successes sometimes.
1,000%. We are, this month with Una Series, our focus is goal setting. And one of my biggest things, you know, is writing your goals down, saying them out loud, building that community of people who can support you. But the one thing that I try my hardest to do personally and to share with my clients when I'm coaching is celebrating your big and small wins. Because like you just said, you know, we hit those small little markers and those goals for the bigger goal, but you have to celebrate them, right? We have to take time to step back and to acknowledge that because there's so much work that's going into each of those moments. And then we look ahead as an entrepreneur and we see that mountain that we're climbing, you know, with all of those next tasks and goals that we want to hit. So yeah, I was super excited to see the Maj and Varley partnership because I pair both of those brands together anyways a lot because they're two of my favorite brands. So I am a big advocate of wearing my Varley head to toe when I exercise because, yes, it's functional. It fits incredibly well. It washes well. You know, I've had my Varley for season after season. I probably have some of the most original Varley pieces. I would love to show you my closet. Just, I keep them and I rotate them from season to season and then I mix prints together. But I'm always then grabbing a jumper, chucking my boots on, running to school, you know, on the school run. And I've loved seeing as well now a lot of women around London like you spotted Jennifer Aniston on the billboard. I mean, I spot another mom in at school pickup wearing Varley leggings, and I'm like, I have that one too. You know, it's so nice to see that it's growing and it's building, but also for me, showing up is one of my biggest things that I talk to my clients about all the time. Waking up, showing up, continuing to move. Because like, you know, you were talking about this journey, it hasn't been easy. Being an entrepreneur is not easy. Waking up and, you know, taking one step in front of the other when you're working towards goals is key. And, you know, I've been so privileged to watch a lot of brands grow along the way, mine being one of them. But, you know, Varley, what you guys are doing is really transformative, because I grab my set out at night. I put it out. I'm ready for the day. I wake up and I start teaching my clients at 6:30 in the morning. You know, that is, for me, sometimes it's not easy. It's not easy to roll out of bed, depending on how I'm feeling, whether I have my own personal, professional, you know, noises going through my head. But it's just those tiny little moments going, okay, I'm going to put those new leggings on. I'm going to feel great. And it is. It's that one tick in the box. Okay, I'm going to do my class. I feel great. I'm going to continue to move. I'm going to grab my coffee and I'm going to feel great. You know, so I think there's a whole process to feeling well on the inside and the outside.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I think the thing about me is I feel like I don't perform well when I don't feel like I look like I present well. I want to present well and I want to be comfortable. I hate being uncomfortable. I hate wearing pants that dig in or are too tight, or, you know, denim that like you have to undo after you've had lunch. Like, that just makes me miserable. And I think the one thing about Varley is I've always wanted it just to feel amazing, but look so chic and women to feel confident and elevated and ready for their days. So it makes me so happy to hear that that's how it makes you feel, because that's exactly what I've always wanted.
It's so, so true. Tell us about any projects that you have coming up, if you can share anything at all.
Yeah, so next year is going to be a big year for us. We actually launch our first tennis collection in April, which we're super excited about. And we've got some amazing content and video footage going out around that. And then we're also launching and going into retail as well. So we're going to have our first flagship store here in London. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Have you found the location? Okay. Oh, this is exciting. Oh my goodness, congratulations. That's great. And I guess personally for you, Lara, I think it would be really nice as well for the viewers to hear, what are some personal goals that you're working towards this year, next year, maybe with your family? Is there anything you guys are working towards together?
I think spending more quality time together. I think it's very important now to take time when Will's at school. So when he's on school holidays, I'm really trying hard to take the time and be present with the children. I think they appreciate that mummy works really hard during the week, and there's some weeks when they don't see me very often. And that's fine, because they're busy with clubs and friends and school. And I think, you know, that's healthy for them as well. But I think when it comes to end of term time, it's very important for me to be present. And I'm lucky that now we've got a great team and a lot of parents in our company as well, who appreciate how special that time is. And they allow me to have that time with my family. And they respect that time as well, which is lovely. Because I think going back a couple of years ago, when we were a smaller team and Ben and I were juggling everything, I felt like I didn't have quality time with the children. I was always checking my emails, always on my phone, always doing something. So I think now just appreciating time with them is very important, and switching off and just dedicating myself to them. And I think one of the big things that I've sacrificed over the years is doing the school run. Like, it sounds a silly little thing, but I've always been out the door very early at 7:30, or I've never had that time to really do the school run. And I think, you know, going forward, that's something that I would love to try and do more of, is just taking the children to school in the morning and having that time with them prior to the hecticness of the day starting.
You're speaking to me and I'm nodding my head because I'm like, yes, I get that. It was something that mm-hmm. I sacrificed a lot of when I was in the studio, you know, and showing up to start my class at 6 a.m. meant that I needed to leave yeah. the house by 5 a.m. And I missed a lot. You know, I missed a lot when yeah. my baby was born, and I would pump and I would leave the milk for my husband to feed, and then he would come and join me and we'd swap. And it was just a lot of the juggle. But now, yes, I agree, you know, those little moments. And even though the school run is totally chaotic and it goes by so fast, it's just those joyful moments of the children's morning, you know, that you get to participate in. So I love that you're focusing on that. I want to wrap this up, and I want you to share with all of our listeners and any entrepreneurs who have taken the leap or are wanting to take the leap, what is your biggest piece of advice that they can take away from this?
Gosh, I think touching on something I mentioned earlier is knowing what you don't know is very, very important. And hiring people into roles that you don't like have the expertise, I think that's probably been one of our biggest strengths and key to success. And I think then when it comes to raising capital, is find investors with aligned growth expectations and aligned values to yourself as well.
I love it. Yeah. Amazing. Laura, thank you so, so much. I'm going to link everything below this podcast so everyone can follow Varley's journey and follow you as well. You are a total mover and shaker in this field. You should be immensely proud of the journey that you're on and the journey that you've had so far. Thank you for sharing and being so open and honest with us on this podcast. Thank you for being my friend and also a mentor to me. I am so grateful to be growing my brand alongside yours. And I really appreciate, Una appreciates all the support that your whole team gives us. So
thank you. That's lovely. Thank you for having me.
1,000%. So until next time, Unas, thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned for some of our next founder podcasts with, again, some incredible female founders that we are proud to be walking along this journey with. We look forward to seeing you soon. Bye.